from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
We're asking the question, what did they get expelled for when you were a kid? We had a kid at school fill a Coles bag full of water and drop it out of the third floor library window onto another girl's head.
Oh, that's really unkind.
He was expelled just before the end of year 12, but he was also a dead shit.
Yeah, right. Well, he should have been expelled for that.
It's usually the last thing to do. I don't think anyone was expelled from my year.
You're only getting expelled if you don't care what. You're only dropping a bag of water on someone if you don't care what the outcome is.
Yeah.
Or you're an absolute simpleton. And there's a lot of them around.
That would have been heavy too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
3 kilos. Could have broken a neck.
Really, really silly.
I think I have a memory that one of the guys at school got expelled on muck-up day. He spray-painted a teacher's car.
Well, that's not on.
I think he was sent away to do his exams elsewhere for that year.
God.
Property damage.
Yeah. What about this? Turd. A birthday celebration along Melbourne's Yarra River over the weekend's been soured by milk at the hands of what's being described as a young prankster. I prefer the word turd.
Yeah.
A young Victorian. Well, he's not a man, is he? He's a boy, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
How old is he?
We don't know how old he is.
Boasted online of several incidents in which milk was poured on members of the public around the Yarra in South Bank. These girls are on one of those go boats having a barbecue.
They've got a beautiful charcuterie.
It's good fun,
those go boats. They are fun.
Yeah.
Some show a young man hurling... Yeah, okay, because you left that out.
Sorry.
Some videos show a young man hurling milk off the bridge in South Bank onto people in the hired boats below.
What are you doing?
So he shouts out, "You guys want some milk?"
Yeah.
And then stands there with the two little bottles squeezing it.
And then posts it on his own TikTok. He's posting, like, they've posted this video to these girls, but then he's posted his own, like, he's bragging about it.
Yeah. I bet he's learning a very valuable lesson about social media.
I reckon. Making content.
Do you reckon they've turned on him?
I hope so.
Well, you got to do it for the content.
What a waste of milk.
True. And the worst thing to have dumped on you too.
Nothing worse.
Another video shows a bystander almost struck by a half-full milk bottle from a rooftop. Mm. So he's just like a repeat milk offender. Oh. Like I was when I had all the different wet nurses. And I was 23.
Whoa.
Sally, were you expelled?
No, my younger brother was expelled from kindergarten.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He threw a brick at a workman.
Oh, Jesus.
And Mum went to pick him up and he was tied to a chair at the top of some stairs.
Oh, my God. Wow. Were they going to throw him down the stairs? Tied to a chair by, obviously, the staff.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
It was the 60s.
Those were the days when you could tie a kid to a chair. There should be more of
the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Here's a crazy story. During a recent appearance on the Graham Norton Show, Jodie Foster spoke about a scary incident that took place during one of her earliest projects, Napoleon and Samantha. Yeah. Now, I don't know the film.
She was a child.
She was a child actor. Yeah. This is 1972.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There she is. There. She'd be lucky to be what? 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was very young in Taxi Driver too.
I think she was 16 or 14. Too young.
Mate, you couldn't do it now.
Yeah. Oh. The film follows a young boy and girl on their dangerous trek up a mountain alongside their pet lion. Major is the lion's name.
Yeah.
He's a reformed circus animal.
Aww.
It's a story of liberation. There's so many levels at work here.
Absolutely.
You know, I haven't got time to go into it.
No.
Jodie, who was 9 at the time, there you go.
It's her first movie.
Wow. Right.
Said there were 3 large cats on set, the star lion, a stunt lion, and a stand-in lion. Oh, wow. It sounds like Matthew's weekend.
So I was working with the stand-in lion, and I guess he had a little, like a little piano wire that was pulling him, and I would finish the take, and I was going up the hill, and... I remember seeing his mane come around, and then he picked me up sideways and shook me in his mouth and turned me around.
Oh, wow. Turned me around. Well, there's more.
Yeah, go.
And every single person on the crew was running in the opposite direction. And I'm like sideways. watching everybody, and they took their equipment too. And I'm watching everybody leave, going like, "What's happening?" Then I remember feeling like, "Oh, it's an earthquake," because I was getting shaken. The trainer said, "Drop it," and because the lion was so well trained, he opened his mouth and dropped me down.
Wow!
Isn't that amazing? God.
Could you imagine?
And then she bolted.
He was just having a little play.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what he was doing, because if he was serious,
oh yeah,
we wouldn't have Jodie with us
anymore. No.
We would never have had Jodie.
Which would have been a huge loss, particularly for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
No, this is classic tabernacle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crypto pastor. A Colorado-based pastor for an online church accused of pocketing $1.3 million through a cryptocurrency fraud scheme told followers in a video statement that the Lord told him to do it.
Oh, right.
Here we go.
Good excuse.
Because it was the Lord. Eli.
quick correction.
Read what's written.
I knew what was
Ellie Regalado and his wife marketed their cryptocurrency to Christian communities in Denver, saying God told him people would become wealthy if they invested.
Okay. Right. God is really up with the times.
Yeah.
He's like the Koshy of Colorado.
Jumping into crypto.
He's getting into crypto. Of all the things that God could talk to you about.
I know. Yeah.
And help you out with?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dunces? One, start this story, but two, the people that they tell it to go, eh.
Yeah.
If he's saying God told him that crypto's the go, we should get involved.
But these people...
Are they victims?
They are victims.
Are they? Are they absolute simpletons?
They must think that any thought that pops into your head is God talking to you. Mm. No, that's your brain.
Yeah.
That's your brain.
They raised nearly $3.2 million. At least $1.3 million of that went directly to the Regalados or was used for their own personal benefit.
Okay. Need a new tennis court.
Yeah, there goes. Okay. There's the pool.
Yeah.
The Regalados could not be reached for comment. In a video statement to his followers last week, he said the charges that they pocketed for the $1.3 million are true.
Yeah.
Got some grabs here. Let's have a listen.
And I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to say, and he said, just let me speak through you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's more.
But out of that $1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do.
Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah.
The rest of the tax department.
$500,000 to the IRS.
Yeah.
Lazy $300,000 to the Renos. Yeah. Is there any more of this?
There is. There's some more.
We took God at his word and sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. What we're believing for still is that God is going to do a miracle. God is going to work a miracle in the financial sector.
Okay.
Wow. This is what I mean.
But the comments on this video that he's done are all people completely supporting him. What a crazy ride, Eli. I can't imagine what you guys are going through. Prayers going up.
Oh, God. This is what I mean about people.
Good job coming forward. Can't gossip about rumors when everyone already knows the truth. And yes, God is not done. And he, capital H, will do a new thing. Hang in there, stay strong, and lean on each other.
Jesus.
Wow. They're brainwashed.
God told him to put a patio in.
Yeah.
And a pool on the court.
Yeah.
And
they're all like, you know what? God was right. You were right to take the 1.3 and we were right to give it to you.
Yeah. Well done, Brother Eli.
Oh, jeez. God, people annoy me. They spent their investors' funds on a Range Rover, luxury handbags, jewelry, an au pair.
Oh. A nanny. Oh,
yeah. Nice. Boat rentals and snowmobile adventures.
That is
fun.
Good deal.
We sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Power tool oopsies.
Mm.
Power tool oopsies.
Power tools can be very frightening.
Definitely, especially if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, the first time you use like a proper power tool, yeah. It's like, oh God, is this the day I lose all my fingers?
Yeah. Do you read all the instructions?
Never.
Yeah, no,
instructions
never
are for idiots.
Yeah.
Jeez. You've just got to have a go.
Yeah.
Emily Seabom, who of course is she a current Olympian or former Olympian?
Former.
Has she retired?
Yeah.
She shared a day in the life video of what it's like to be a new mum. Oh, no, she's training for the Olympics.
Excuse me.
1 week after her fiancé, Ryan Gallagher, had a horror accident when working on one of his cars.
Oh, Ryan. No.
That's why we're asking the question, did the power tool get you? Emily welcomed their first son, Samson, in September last year after a whirlwind romance.
Was Ryan on a reality TV show?
He's been on a few. So
right,
he was
okay.
on.
Yeah.
He came from MAFS. He was cheated on.
Oh,
and he was
MAFS.
One of the first
that's
people
right.
that was cheated on. And he was really lovely in it.
Yeah.
Then gave comedy a bit of a go.
I don't know any of
you
this
do.
Stuff.
We spoke about him constantly.
Really?
They
the
met filming the Challenge Australia.
But he's also done I'm a Celebrity. So before that, he did I'm a Celebrity. He's been on MAFS. He's done.
Well built.
He's an attractive man.
Ryan took to Instagram last week to share that he'd undergone surgery on his hands after a fight with an angle grinder. Nah. Have a look at the bandaging around his hands. He really has just destroyed whatever's happening underneath that bandage.
Oh.
He said, thank you to everyone and the staff at the RBWH, the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital. Strange one for him to go to.
That's what I thought.
Who was so lovely last week. I had a fight with an angle grinder working on one of my cars, which got both hands, tendons, and index finger put back together in my left hand, tip of my rude finger reattached, and half my fingernail put back in place.
Lord.
Wow.
That is a serious angle grinder incident. Hello, Heath.
So I've had an incident with a chainsaw.
Oh no. What happened?
Yeah. On my shin, we were camping with them, and it got down to 2 inches per inch. You could see my shin bone, and it got up to 6 stitches.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's...
There's something about shins just like full stop.
Shins are the most sensitive bone.
Why is that?
Well, there's no protection there.
You go and watch a Muay Thai sort of fight, and they just shin each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys have just lost your mind.
A chainsaw to the shin would be right up. Heath, do you have a photo of it?
Unfortunately, no. But because we were camping and we had no service, we were like, go to the hospital straight away.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And everything's all right now, Heath.
Yep, I'm all good, except I can't feel my shin, like, in the skin there because it cut some of the nerves there. That's about it.
Perfect opportunity to take up Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
We could have a world champion Muay Thai guy in Heath.
Good on you, Heath.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We had Josh that said, small incident with a circular saw kicking back.
Oh.
Do you want to see a photo of Josh's little
I want to see a
like
photo.
I need full consent from everyone.
You've got consent.
Okay. Matthew, maybe don't look for a second.
No, it's a no from me. But
where is this on his body?
I'll listen along.
It's finger. I've got to make sure I get the right group here.
That would be unfortunate.
Don't send us any of your private shots.
So this is
from Stradbroke.
So this is literally Josh's finger just dangling.
Where is it? Oh, Jesus. He's taken the whole left top of his thumb off.
Yep.
And it's literally hanging by a thread.
I think I would pass out. Like that is.
Half his nail's gone with the other half of the thumb that's hanging off.
Matthew, it's really not that bad.
No, I'm okay.
You'll be right, Matthew. I'll give you $50.
Honestly,
who dares
it's really
wins?
Not that bad.
$50 to look.
We've seen a lot worse.
Who dares wins, Matthew?
Just
$50.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What's better than sex is the question we're asking now. Bit creative. Let's have a bit of fun together. Surf and turf.
Oh.
A good surf and turf.
A good one. Improv that?
Yeah. I just thought about it. I just thought, I love a surf and turf.
Yeah. Or on that, just a perfectly cooked eye fillet. Medium rare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What about four cheese gnocchi?
No.
Have you ever eaten that, Troy?
I won't have that.
No, I won't have that.
No, I'll have sex, thanks.
I'll have sex, thanks. I don't want the gnocchi. It's a pasta.
Don't like gnocchi.
Well, not more than sex.
Not even real pasta. Yeah. It's potatoes.
It's a potato.
I know. Wait till it floats. Nah. I'm gonna have dinner.
These don't have to be food related.
No. There's been more than 4,000 comments
Comments.
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 That's how I like to say it. On Reddit, posing the question, what's better than sex? Sleeping when you have no alarm set.
Oh, that
is pretty good.
Yeah.
When you're watching TV with your family and the cat chooses you. No, I don't know. I'm not a cat person.
Mm.
I can imagine that would be nice, though.
Is it? Better than sex?
Possibly not.
This is a good one. Taking a leak after being stuck in traffic for an hour and a half and for the last 20 minutes you weren't even sure you would make it.
Oh yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Falling asleep in the arms of the person you love? Mm. Nah. Absolutely not. Cuddles? Nah. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
A day without intrusive thoughts and anxiety.
Oh, that's handy. That's very nice.
Well, if you suffer from that, which I do at various times,
yeah,
it's nice to have a day without it. Being able to take that food stuck in your teeth with sheer will and tongue martial arts.
Oh, wow.
What a sentence.
What a sentence. And I know that exact feeling when finally you get it. You're like, yes.
Better than sex? Maybe.
Yeah. I love this one. Garlic bread.
Mm. Garlic bread, yes.
Garlic, a good garlic bread.
Yeah.
That doesn't, you know, cut the inside of your mouth.
Yeah.
I like a soft garlic bread.
Yeah. But a bit of crunch, a hint of crunch.
Just a hint, though.
Yeah. Drowning in garlic butter.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Jeez, garlic bread's good.
What about just taking your jeans off after a long day?
Yes.
Mm. When you do it for me, it's better.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Chris says brand new socks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brand new socks are great.
Better than
on
sex.
A cloud.
Yeah. Jordan says cracking a fart after holding it in during a meeting.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Anthony, what's better than sex?
Well, g'day, everyone. First time, long time.
Oh, good on you, Anthony!
Cheers, everyone. A really good kebab.
Yeah, a really good kebab.
Yeah, really good lamb kebab. Ooh. Perfect.
Were you are you lamb or chicken?
I'd go chicken. I like the chicken.
I like the chicken.
I like the gristly fat bits.
If I get a bit of bad lamb.
No, I can't do that.
You chicken or lamb?
Combo, mixed.
Mixed all the way.
Mixed.
Every time.
Every time.
That's...
Otherwise, you wonder what you're missing out on.
Oh, no, I can't do mixed.
It's getting a bit Wuhan for you.
It's way too... It's wet market, mate. It's where you end up with a bowler.
What's better than sex? What do you reckon, Jude?
First time, long time.
Oh, good on you, Jude!
Well, I work with a lot of sawdust, so just eating a booger after your picket goes down all right.
Oh, God.
A booger?
That is not better than sex, Jude.
That is not at all.
Eating your own booger covered in sawdust? Jude,
please. On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Academy. And who is it today?
Jorg Bass.
Yeah.
J-O-R-G-E. Jorg.
Mm-hmm. Jorg.
Claimed medics at the Florencio Diaz Hospital in Argentina.
Diaz?
Do we think it's Jorge?
Jorge. It's Jorge for sure.
Yeah.
It's George.
I don't think it's George.
I don't think it's George.
Could be George.
Jorge.
Wouldn't he just call it George?
It is Jorge.
Yeah. Of course it's Jorge.
Jorge Bass. Jorge Bass.
Jorge's claims that they've made a mix-up at the Diaz Hospital in Argentina, which, you know, as we discussed yesterday, doctors don't always get it right.
That's true.
Last Wednesday, he went in to get rid of his gallbladder. I never really understand what the gallbladder does.
It clearly isn't necessary.
No, people have them removed quite often, don't they?
Yeah. What's gallbladder.
What does it do?
Processing of toxins, maybe?
A sac located under the liver. It stores and concentrates bile produced in the liver.
Okay.
Bile aids in the... Yeah, we know what bile is. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. Well, I didn't.
Oh, bile aids in the digestion of fat and is released from the gallbladder into the upper small intestine in response to food, especially fats.
Jeez, I didn't know any of that.
What happens if a gallbladder is removed? Your liver will still make enough bile to digest your food, but instead of being stored in the gallbladder, it drips continuously into your digestive system.
It drizzles, Matthew.
Yeah, like Matthew's olive oil.
Yeah. It drizzles into your digestive system.
It's just like a
Jorge's surgery was for Tuesday before it was bumped to the next day.
Okay.
So he was going in to get the gallbladder fixed.
Yeah.
Jorge's lawyer explained that the hospital usually do gallbladder ops on Tuesdays and vasectomies on Wednesdays.
Right.
Hence the confusion.
Right.
So he's accidentally got a vasectomy when he was really trying to have gallbladder surgery.
I just scrolled down and saw his face for the first time.
He doesn't look happy.
He doesn't look
happy. You wouldn't be happy.
Jorge claims he wasn't asked anything upon his arrival before a nurse later informed him that surgeons had mistakenly removed his ability to father a child rather than his gallbladder.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, it's just classic hospital mix-up. Jorge said that the botched operation has dashed his dreams of becoming a father for the third time. I mean, he's laying it on a bit thick now.
He's got two kids.
I know.
Yeah, you got two.
Come on.
Settled down.
Might be a good thing to have.
Yeah. I haven't got the intention to blame anyone, says Jorge. Well, it sounds like you are, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not pointing the finger and I'm not trying to seek out the culprits. All I want to do is try to find a solution while they focus on telling me not to make a drama and get over it. Yeah. No one's taking responsibility,
the gall.
I get
the
it.
The gallbladder.
Let's put him in the nuts.
Academy. The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Did you get the arse on day one? I don't reckon I've ever been a full day one guy, but I've had a couple of close shaves.
The petrol station?
The petrol station.
Oh, yeah.
The hedging I did for a landscaper when I was about 15.
I don't think I've heard about that
one.
Oh,
mate, that was me and my older brother. Yeah. Nightmare. Setting up scaffolding with boards between it all, trying to knock the top of this giant hedge off. And then we kept standing back looking at it going, this is a disaster. I could hardly lift the hedging thing. I wasn't physically strong enough. But every time we'd step back, we look at it and go, it's got a big dip in it.
Oh,
we'd get
no.
back up, try and shave the dip out of
flat
it. And then it was never ending.
No hedge left.
There was about 2 foot of hedge left.
This was 10 foot.
Talk about cutting it back to the wood.
Yeah.
Mate.
And hedge owners love their hedges too.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why we were given the job.
I know. Well, that's on them.
That's on them.
Yeah.
Two English backpackers who say they were fired on their first day of straw picking at a New Zealand farm. What's happened here?
Sorry.
Loza?
Sorry, that shouldn't say who. Say they were fit for.
I'll just read it as it is. And I'll see if the listeners can work out what it's supposed to say. However, the farmer has denied she sacked them.
Yeah.
Luke and May, both 23, said they got the job through a Facebook page for fruit picking backpackers before arriving in the country. Fruit picking has always traditionally been a great thing for backpackers.
It has.
To do.
Yeah, because you've got to kind of do a bit of that, don't you, to get the visa or something?
I think visa type stuff and extra cash and
there
helping out
industry.
There
was an issue around fruit picking for a while, remember?
But recently,
something
was. I forget
we
what
couldn't
it was.
Get them, or they couldn't do it.
Well, because it was
because of COVID, wasn't it?
No one could come here for COVID, so you couldn't have anyone.
We lost our fruit pickers.
Yeah, they were dumping avocados everywhere.
That's right.
That's right. Finally, you could pay for an avocado, and ironically, you didn't want one. When they arrived at Wee Red Barn in Masterton, I don't know. That sounds strangely erotic. They said they had a brief meeting with the owner, Dot Bissett.
I love the
good
name
on your
Dot.
Good on your Dot. And we're told they could camp and cook in a dedicated field, which would cost them $75 a week.
Yes, here's some grabs.
So we went and parked in the field anywhere we wanted because she said we could. And then literally 5 minutes later, she comes marching out and shouted at us.
And then she starts shouting at May for turning around.
She told me to not turn over my shoulder and look at other people and to get on with picking.
We'd lost our jobs then.
We'd lost our jobs then.
Literally.
5 minutes later.
Five minutes later.
They claimed they were told to cook in a kitchen. It was like a musty little barn with dirt and mould and dust and little mice running around everywhere.
It's a farm though, guys. Like, I know that maybe you expect something
peppers.
Different, but no.
It's a farm. You had to pick strawberries. I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
Awakening.
Strawberry kisses.
It'll make you feel funny in your tummy.
I wasn't expecting Nikki to be so loud.
Hello, Glenn.
How are you going?
Did you lose your job, Glenn, or did you have to get rid of someone?
No, I lost my job.
What happened, mate?
Well, I was working in a nursery
Yeah.
And they said, oh, here's your first job. Start watering all the ferns. So mm-hmm. I start watering away, and the boss comes up looking at me about half an hour later, and he goes, no, you water like this. And I said, okay. He goes, you're not doing it properly. Okay. You water like this.
All right. Okay. Heavy accents now, Glenn.
Yeah. So very, I said, okay.
Yeah.
And then he grabs the hose back off me about 5 minutes later, sprays me and says, you go home.
Sprays you and says, you go home.
Sprays me with a hose and told me to go home.
Oh, what are the chances of working for Con the Fruiterer?
On Triple M, this is the Marty Shergold Show.
A man in China ended up having to undergo major surgery after being unable to poo for a staggering 22 years.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, my God. I mean, you couldn't believe it.
He must have done little poos.
You'd have to think so. He wished to remain anonymous. I don't know why. He suffered with constipation all his life.
Oh, dear.
Laxatives barely helped, so he eventually sought medical attention.
Thank God.
Eventually.
After 22 years.
I mean. There must have been tiny poops happening. He can't have just not have pooped for 22 years.
Laxatives barely helped.
Barely.
Dr. Yin Lu from the 10th People's Hospital of Shanghai.
Yeah, right.
I'm right.
Yeah.
described the man as looking more than 9 months pregnant when he first saw the patient.
More than 9 months.
I can get like that, though. You ever get that really bad bloat?
That's like me after a pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the nine pies you had in the footy box.
I'm perpetually bloated. It wasn't until the doctor operated on the man that he discovered the full extent of his illness. Dr. Yin Lu soon found out that the man had a lifetime's worth of feces built up in his colon.
Oh, nice.
He ultimately had to remove 30 inches of his colon following a 3-hour surgery. And the photo of his colon that's on the floor of the hospital, of the 10th People's Hospital.
Oh, my God.
It's honestly, it's like a dog.
It looks like a giant slug.
Yeah, it looks like a seal pup.
A baby dugong.
Oh, my God. Honestly. It was swollen. It weighed 13 kilos. He was diagnosed with something known as Hirschsprung's disease. Hirschsprung's disease occurs when some of your baby's intestinal nerve cells don't develop properly.
Oh, no.
The intestines become blocked with stool and your baby or child will be constipated. But that's your baby child.
Don't you realise after
22 years?
After the first week of not changing a pooey nappy, you go, something's wrong here.
Of course.
This cannot be right. This guy must have done little poos.
Look, I'm reluctant to say this. It's the Chinese food.
The Marty Shergold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
32-year-old writer Sahil Bloom asked 90-year-olds what advice they would give their younger selves. And I know this is an area that's well-trodden in the storied history of FM radio.
Of course.
There's a reason. Because we all think about this.
You can relate.
It's relatable, as they say.
Yeah.
Here we go. A couple of things the oldies think. Now and then break out the fancy china and drink the good wine for no reason at all.
Oh, see, I reckon that should just be all the time.
Well, it is all the time.
Great advice.
I mean, I break out the wine on the drop of a hat.
And the fine china, like, what are you keeping it for?
People don't really even have fine china anymore.
I do. I've got a beautiful set of china that was Mum's mother's.
Oh, really?
And I've never used it.
Yeah.
And some of it's still literally wrapped in paper. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get it out.
Get it out.
Use it, Marty. Not for the kids.
Let's have a barbecue. Yeah. We'll use it for our barbecue.
Absolutely not.
No, we
know how those barbecues end.
Use it at the barbecue. Are you kidding?
No. Well, then have a dinner party
it's
with
paper
us.
Paper plates for you, mate.
Me?
Yes, you.
You?
I've seen your form of barbecues.
Oh. Okay, Maria.
Are you denying that you didn't reenact Chicago at the last barbecue?
My fruit bowl has never recovered.
I'm not denying that. We've all had our turn her son in the spotlight.
All that jazz. All those jazz apples.
Monday crept up on you, didn't it?
No.
Monday's crept up on you.
Had too much rest.
Tell your partner you love them every night before falling asleep.
Oh, that's nice.
I agree with never going to bed on a... In anger, in an argument.
An argument. You've got to try and do that.
I reckon it's a challenge. I say hit the deck really angry and don't say you love people.
No.
Don't fear sadness as it tends to sit right next to love.
What does that mean?
I don't agree with that.
Don't fear sadness. Yeah. Sadness can be involved in other positive emotions as well.
Right. Okay. Oh. So there's always something better coming?
Perhaps.
Or there's, you know.
It's right next to love. Well,
yeah. Let's not dig into everyone.
Like a tram.
Treat your body like a house you have to live in for another 70 years.
I love that.
Great advice.
That's like really
I'm
good.
I'm starting that soon.
Yeah, today.
Today was supposed to be the day,
today
wasn't
the start.
It? Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
No 70 years feels like a long time.
Yeah.
From here.
Well, yeah, I don't know if...
Gets me to 123.
Yes.
Never raise your voice except for at a ball game. Well, I don't know about that. Sometimes you've got to give the kids a serve.
Yeah.
At a kids' ball game.
Do one good deed every single day, but never tell anyone about it. Well, what's the point if people don't know?
It's like when people give...
That's exactly the point.
They film all their things for TikTok. It's like, just do it.
Never let a good friendship atrophy. Send the text, make the call, plan the trip. Good friendships must be treasured.
Nice. Good friendships won't atrophy. Atrophy?
Apostrophe?
Yeah. I'm not sure you knew you were on air today. No amount of money is ever worth trading for your peace of mind. I couldn't agree less.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
What was up your nose?
Right.
It's the question we're asking now.
Maybe a bug flew up there.
Oh, yeah. Funny you should mention that, Loz.
Oh, of course.
A Florida man is...
That's the whole premise.
Funny you should mention that. A Florida man is breathing easier now that 150 live bugs have been removed from his nose.
150?
They must have surely gone up further to his brain.
What has happened here?
Yeah.
Unidentified patient went to a hospital earlier this month after noticing that his whole face felt like it was on fire.
Wow.
How awful.
He first started experiencing symptoms in October, and it wasn't until recently that they became serious.
Hmm.
Over a couple of hours, my face just started swelling. My lips swelled. I could hardly talk. I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom without my nose starting to bleed.
Oh dear.
Do some investigation,
right? Yeah.
Can't wander around through life like that. He visited the hospital in Jacksonville and consulted with Dr. David Carlson. An ear, nose and throat specialist, Carlson. Carlson was shocked when he looked inside the man's nose with a camera. He saw dozens and dozens of bugs feeding on the nose and sinus cavity.
I'm stuck on you.
I'm stuck on you. Some as big as the end of his pinky.
What?
How didn't he know?
He must have a very big nose.
I was going to say, what's in there?
The doctor said, I knew he was in big trouble. There was erosion that was occurring near the skull base in very close proximity to his eye and his brain. They're eating his brain away. Not quite.
Well, almost.
They're eating his skull.
If he left it go another...
They're eating his sinus cavity.
You think he'd just get an itch?
Wouldn't you just be like, what's going on?
Wouldn't you just blow it?
Shouldn't you wouldn't you feel them moving around in your nose?
No.
And it seems too simple to suggest that blowing your nose could have solved the whole problem.
He needs a flow.
He needs a full flow.
Full flow.
At first, the physician tried using suction to remove the insects, which were in the larval stage. But they were too large.
So they weren't flying around and squirming. They were probably like
He eggs. Had to extract them one by one from the man's nose.
That's a big job.
They were right up against his skull base, right under the brain, and they'd gone through it. If they'd gone through it, they could have killed him.
Holy.
The bugs have since been sent to an epidemiologist to determine their species. It remains a mystery how the larvae got inside the man's nose, but the problem might have stemmed from his bad hygiene habits when handling dead fish. What in hell is that bit about?
Maybe he's a fisherman who then held a fish and went like this, wiped his nose, and a little bug crawled up and laid eggs.
Wow. Well, it's a possibility.
I mean, it seems like that's what's happened.
Ask a three-year-old to explain.
What'd you get stuck up your nose, Dane?
Not as gross as the bugs, but yeah. I was coming out of the footy and grabbed a hot jam donut, as you do.
Yeah.
And I had the hole right under my nose, bit into it, and squirted the hot jam all up into my nose.
Oh, no!
Yeah, blistered on my nose. So from that day onwards, every time I have a jam donut, I pull it apart with my hands.
Yeah. Look, there's nothing hotter than the jam in a jam donut.
No. Like lava.
Straight up your nose. God, that must have blown your mind.
Yeah, well, the problem, you grab your nose to try and get it out, and all I did was squish it.
Yeah, you just put hotter stuff all over the inside of your nose.
I never thought about that risk.
Thanks, Dave.
How are you supposed to get that out? You need a 600ml pump bottle.
Yes, you need a flow.
And you need to douche your nose.
Yes, you do.
You need some warm, soapy water.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. What was up your nose, Zach?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi,
good,
Zach.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. I got a googly eye stuck up my nose when I was a kid.
Oh, what are they? Yeah, I know the googly eyes. Just mucking around with it, Zach?
My theory was I wanted to see up my nose.
Like Emily Eyefinger, I've told you about.
Who's Emily Eyefinger?
The girl in the book who had a finger on her eyeball. She had an eyeball on her finger. She could put it into little places.
Emily Eyefinger?
Yeah, are you familiar with Emily?
No. No, but I hope consent's involved at some point.
Yeah, me too.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What do you need to end your love affair with?
Ooh, yeah, okay, of course.
And I don't mean the girl on reception. Don't ever end that love affair.
No.
That should go forever. I'm thinking things like I've had to end my love affair with red wine
because
for some reason I can't breathe when I drink red wine
histamines
anymore.
Histamines in it.
My
really
nose literally just blocks immediately.
You're one step away from having full anaphylactic shock, so maybe you just stop immediately.
I don't know if I am, but I love your passion.
When I did anaphylactic training, they told me that you can literally you've eaten something for your whole life and then one day you can just be allergic to it. And it happened to a man on a plane with peanuts.
Are you joking?
Yeah, no, I've heard that too. That
I'm
is
serious.
True.
Yeah. So you could go your whole life never having had an issue and then bang.
But something just triggers in your person.
All right.
Well, yeah. It's just out of the blue.
Out of the blue. Yeah.
Like,
and then you can't have
today.
It anymore. Yeah. It can happen with seafood too if you eat the, you know, the shellfish or that sort of stuff.
I've definitely ended the affair with red wines. I'm like,
I don't need that.
I don't need any of this in my life.
You ended that love
Not
affair.
Not one thing.
I had to kind of end my love affair with gluten. I mean, I love gluten.
You haven't ended anything.
You eat toast all
if anything,
the time.
You're eating more gluten than ever.
That
you
is
have
so
reduced
not true.
It. You've
I'm
reduced
hardly
it.
Hardly eating it unless we're in here and someone sends us something delicious.
And then
it's like, because I've got no self-control.
What about this?
Yes, shapes have gluten in them.
Of course.
He had heaps of shapes.
Yeah, lots of shapes. Yeah, I had a lot of them.
It's a work in progress ending your love affair with gluten.
Sad. Yeah. All my delicious things.
A man has posted to Reddit explaining why he's ending his love affair with McDonald's. Well, this better be good.
Yeah, because I won't end my love affair with McDonald's even though it's got gluten in it.
No, mine's never been stronger.
No. There's no way I'm ending my love affair with McDonald's.
No.
Absolutely not.
He went through the drive-thru at his kid's insistence. They hand me the drinks, last of all, closed the window. All three drinks were slightly more than half full, not even overfilled with ice.
That's frustrating.
I waited for one of the teenagers to notice me, asked them if they could please fill our drinks up, took them without a word, and it was while I was watching her passive-aggressively punching numbers on the drinks dispenser that I realised this relationship was over. Only one of us is trying nowadays.
He's talking about his relationship with McDonald's.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Correct. His affair.
It's a one-way love.
I remember the good times. Kids' party in the train. Oh. Ice cream cake. Fried chicken pieces.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember fried chicken
pieces at
Macca's.
I did have a Macca's party, though, for my fifth birthday.
Oh, so did I.
You get to go see the back in the kitchen. You're like, this is incredible.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I did. Oh, really? I went in the fridge.
In the fridge?
And they had a
did they let you out?
Is there anything you need to tell us about what happened in the
Maybe
fridge?
Maybe I suppressed something. Yeah, it's fine.
Have you lost a memory there?
Scene missing.
Hello, Pat.
How are we?
Yeah, wonderful, Pat. What have you had to give up?
Coffee recently in the last year.
Yeah, why, Pat?
Well, so I was living off it for years before COVID, just to get to work, basically, two cups a day. And then COVID hit and I was at home. Mm. Obviously, just got used to getting normal sleep for once. And then now, because I'm full-time from home again, I've just not had coffee since then. So, I try to have it, and I almost get sick. It's very weird.
Wow.
Matthew's, he's just had a big break from coffee as well.
Mm. I did, yeah. I gave it up for a month, and now I'm back to just one double espresso a day.
and it feels good.
Just say one coffee. Don't say one double espresso. Can you hear yourself when you say that? Well, there's men listening to this show.
It's important to note because it's like... It's
just
like,
say one coffee.
Okay, one coffee a day.
Double shot? Would you...
No.
Just a coffee.
Unless it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Double shot away, my friend. And
double
it is.
Shot away.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Dumb dogs. How dumb's your dog? Nothing but a hound dog. Tell us about your dumb dog. What did they do? A vet has said he felt bewildered after discovering a dog had eaten 133 coins.
You dumb dog.
You dumb dog. What are you doing?
It was worth more than $34. I mean, you would have thought at some point, even with a dumb dog, you get 50 coins in and think, I reckon I've had enough coins.
Yeah. This doesn't exactly taste nice.
And I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah.
No.
Except my teeth are hurting.
Heavier. I feel heavy.
I feel heavy. I've got a metal taste in my mouth. I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh, I'll keep going. I'll eat more.
I can smell toast.
If I see a coin on the floor at my house, I pick it up immediately because Noni would be into that.
I haven't picked up a coin in years.
Myself, so even, Noni doesn't
for any
eat
reason,
it.
Wouldn't even occur to me.
You wouldn't pick up a note.
Noni once ate a whole packet of my contraceptive pills.
Noni did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez, had a complicated history, your dog.
Oh, no.
How was he?
Okay?
He was fine.
Does he know he couldn't get pregnant anyway?
I think he was spitting it out.
Particularly because of his penis issue.
No
wonder he's had so many penis issues.
That issue's gone. I have to show you a very troubling video from yesterday, though.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, the Bichon Frise, which is those little puffy white dogs, was taken to the vet in Swindon by his owners when he became ill. An ultrasound showed an obstruction in his stomach, which was thought to be plastic, but surgery revealed he'd swallowed that huge amount of coins.
Oh, no.
Because, of course, you've got to have surgery on the idiot dog then.
Probably cost $5,000 too.
To get 18 bucks, to get $30 of coins out of it.
The scan itself would have cost a lot.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars.
Vet bills are extortionate.
Oh, yeah.
And they're preying on our love for animals.
Mm. But it's a costly expense for them as well. There needs to be some kind of petty care.
No, it's a scam.
Petty care. There's insurance if you're in a position to get pet insurance.
And you should, like you say, Troy, if you can't afford
travel insurance,
you can't afford travel, maybe it's a bit of a similar thing.
Maybe.
The owners had no idea that he'd eaten the coins, said vet Matthias Narona. Sounds like a cocktail. I like the Matthias Narona.
It does.
What would be in it?
Matthias?
Matthias Narona. Mr. Narona said it was a mystery as to how the dog had managed to ingest so many coins. I don't think they'd been there that long, maybe the night or two nights before he came in because of the size of the obstruction there.
Oh, so it was one sitting. Yeah, I just assumed this was over his life.
No, he's just sat down and ate 133 coins.
It's a dumb dog.
A vending machine.
But, hello, Jules.
Sorry,
Tim,
love you guys.
Hi, Jules.
Hi, Jules. How dumb's your dog?
Well, it's a golden retriever, so that should tell you everything.
Yeah.
But she's had $30,000 worth of surgery.
Oh, my God, Jules.
But thank God I'm insured, so I am still ahead of the insurer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think we're heading for another one too because something's not right.
What? No!
Seems like nothing's ever right with this dog. What sort of surgeries has she had, Jules?
So she's had two cruciate ligaments and when she was recovering from one, 5 days later she broke her front paw and then she's also eaten my husband's big woolen sock because we went away for the weekend, so... came back to her being in surgery again that day.
Oh, my God.
What's her name?
River.
River.
River. Maybe you should take her to the river, Jules. You know what I'm saying? And just hold her down.
No, Marty.
I'm saying drown the dog.
I got that.
What do you say to that, Jules?
Well, my partner had said that a bullet's a lot cheaper. So.
Jules, slow down. Jules. It's funny when I do it.
Tell him to pick up his socks off the ground.
Yeah, and look after the dog, Jules. Jeez. I reckon you're the problem.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.